Greetings. Welcome once again to an hour of digesting and discussing the Holy Love Ministry messages given to Maureen Sweeney Kyle by Jesus and Blessed Mother. Once again, my name is Judy Heinickel, and I'm happy to be here. Don, would you like to start the hour with a scripture and a prayer?
Our scripture today is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verses 26 through 29. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they are? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like any one of these. In a prayer, we'll be talking about the present moment. Maureen has been given hundreds of messages in regard to surrender and living in the present moment, which we'll discuss today. This is a consecration to the present moment. Dear Heavenly Father, I surrender this present moment to your holy will. I choose through the hearts of Jesus and Mary to be purified. I surrender to every cross and grace you choose for me. I trust in your divine providence. I am, in this present moment, your servant of holy love. Amen. This was given on September of 95.
Thanks, Don. The topic today is the present moment, as Don mentioned. And in researching all of the messages given to us on the present moment, we have approximately 60 pages before us here, including the original book and the messages since 1996. I believe the present moment were mentioned approximately 160 times as we were going through this and looking through it. So apparently this is an extremely important concept to the Blessed Mother and to our sanctity. Maureen, what would you like to discuss with us about the present moment?
Well, when we look at the present moment, we have to realize that this is the moment of grace that holds the key to our salvation. The present moment is the most important time of our life, aside from the hour of our death, just as it says in the Hail Mary, now and at the hour of our death. These are the times that we need to be open most to God's grace. We need to leave the past to the mercy of God and the future to God's grace. If we look at the way of the cross, there were two people that demonstrated living or not living in the present moment: Simon of Cyrene and Veronica. Simon was pressed into carrying Jesus' cross, and he did so very reluctantly. And he refused the grace of the moment. But Veronica, although it was probably very difficult for her to do so, stepped out of the crowd of onlookers and wiped Jesus' face out of holy love. And that act of love followed her into eternity. Blessed Mother tells us that when we die, we will be judged according to the holy love in our hearts, and we can only take with us into eternity the love or lack of love that's in our hearts. Jesus says, the focus of the holy love message is to instruct my people how to live in the present moment as they await my return, not in fear, but to live in holy love. This is the foretaste of the new Jerusalem and of heaven itself. Worry is from Satan, who wants to destroy your peace and keep you in turmoil. I am peace. I have sent my mother to you to give you peace. You cannot lengthen your life by worry or by any preparation. The time of your judgment is already written, but you can save your soul and increase your joy in heaven by living in holy love. And so we see that Jesus and the Blessed Mother want us to be continually cognizant of the present moment and God's divine will for us in the present. And we are told through these messages that God's divine will is holy love. They are calling us into holy love in the present moment.
Thanks, Maureen. There was one other spot that Blessed Mother had spoken about the present moment in the scriptures. When she gave us the meditation in the seven sorrows on the prophecy of Simeon, she said, "If I had allowed the knowledge of Simeon's prophecy to pierce my heart over and over, I would have relived Jesus' passion over and over. I prayed for the grace to be at peace in the present moment." Mm-hmm. Seems astounding that Blessed Mother herself needed to pray for these graces that we ourselves need as well.
Mm-hmm.
Don, did you have some examples of living in the present moment you'd like to share with us that occurred during the ministry?
We don't have enough time, Judy.
Oh.
I think most succinctly, the one that I recall most of all was when Our Lady has indicated to us that we need to leave the past in the past. As Maureen indicated before, the past only conjures up guilt or unforgiveness, and once the present moment's gone, it can never be retrieved. She's indicated that we need to live in holy love in each present moment. The grace is there when we're there. And then in the future, so many people worry about the future. And we've all done that. But the future is not here yet. It's not the present moment. And she tells us that the grace, all the grace that we're going to need in the future, will be there when we get there. So why worry about it?
Well, isn't that the truth? When going back to study about this, I found one quote, Maureen. I don't know if you were going to cover this, and I'll ask you. This was January 23rd of 97, and you were praying with the Blessed Mother the rosary, and this is what you said. "Our Lady is holding a light pink rosary. The beads float through her fingers, but she does not pray the Hail Mary. Before the beads reach her fingers, they are dull in color. As she touches them, they light up as bulbs. After they pass through her fingers, they have a soft glow, but are not as bright as when she holds them. As I notice this, she smiles and says, 'Let this be a lesson to you in the value of the present moment. Your prayers in the present hold great sway over the outcome of the future. Pay no heed to the past.' Then I saw the beads before she held them were the past. As she held them, the present, and after she touched them, the future. The beads were changed forever after she touched them, which means prayer affects the future." She said a lot in that example.
Yes, that was a beautiful example. One thing I would like to point out is that living in holy love in the present moment is the way to be holy. And that is a good definition of holiness, to live in the present moment in as loving a way as possible. And in order to do that, we have to surrender our will, our needs, and our wants. We all have a little personal agenda buried in our hearts. We have to be open to what Blessed Mother and Jesus and God the Father want for us in the present. And if we can do that, all the more they'll pour grace into our hearts, and through the eyes of faith we'll be able to see how God is working in the present to lead us.
It was interesting, you're talking about the holiness, because when she gave us five steps of holiness, in three of the steps she mentioned the present moment. The first step, she said, was conversion. The soul must choose to enter my heart. And the second was, the soul must die to self, putting others and God ahead of himself. In so doing, the soul is living the holy love message. Then she starts talking about the present moment. She said, all of my children who choose, live, and persevere in being purified in the flame of holy love that is the refuge of my heart must practice living in the present moment, just as you just said. Mm-hmm. And the fourth step is to trust in this solemn refuge in the present moment, which embraces your salvation. So our whole salvation is in the present moment. And then the fifth step is all-encompassing of the other four. My dear children, must pray for the grace to love God's will. This is your choice. You're living the holy love message, your perseverance, and your trust. God wants all of these things for you in the present moment. God's will is my heart. God wills that you come into and abide in this immaculate refuge, a refuge he has created for you. Mm-hmm. It's a great comfort to know that we don't have to worry about all of those moments in the past where we messed up.
Right.
And all the moments in the future where we may again mess up or seem too scary to approach, as long as I guess you can look to the left and see Blessed Mother and to the right and see Jesus and mm-hmm. hold your hand out. And well, right now, at this moment, I'm surviving. That seems like a successful present
right.
moment.
Blessed Mother has said, come to see that the deeper you go into the flame of holy love in the present moment, the more grace I will pour through my mother's heart, this is Jesus speaking, into all your future moments. So the more holy we are in the present, the more grace we will receive to live out the future. And so that's a comfort too.
So if we're sitting like a dunce, We're not in the present moment. We're not getting ahead for the future.
Yes, Jesus also said, understand that Satan wants to discourage every effort in holy love in the present moment. The devil knows all too well that each present moment affects the future. So while we're being called by Jesus and Mary to live in holy love in the present, Satan is trying to distract us from doing that, because he wants to affect the future and not have our prayers and our holiness affect the future.
Keeps taking us back or ahead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, Don, surely, by this time, since we've monopolized all the conversation, you must have more you'd like to add.
You've been doing very well, ladies. In conjunction with the present moment that we're focusing on today, there was a message from Jesus on May 22nd of this year, 1999, and he correlated the present moment also with, as we discussed briefly before, self-surrender. And I'd like to read part of that, if I may. This is May 22nd. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, divine love, born incarnate. I have come to explain to you the fullness of my call, which is self-surrender. Without your surrender, I cannot achieve in you my goal and your salvation. Surrender means that you must give up or relinquish something. How tough that is for us all the time. Self-surrender is my call for you to give up your own will. Your will is directed by whatever is in your heart in the present moment. This is why my call to self-surrender is at once my call to complete submission to holy love in the present moment. Self-surrender is the key that unlocks the door to my heart and to divine providence. So often you do not see my protection, so often you do not see my provision because you are blinded by what you want. So often you want what you want is not good for you and will not lead to your salvation. My provision, my divine will for you is like a great tapestry that I, the weaver, begin to weave at your conception. All through your life I design to put each thread in its place to create the masterpiece of your salvation. When you refuse to surrender to me, you in as much as pull a thread out of place, then I, the artist, must redesign the entire tapestry so that it all comes together harmoniously. But when you surrender to me, the final outcome is much more easily attainable.
I'm trying to think of my tapestry on the wall with all the knots in the back from messing up the present moments Jesus had in mind by not using self-surrender.
But that's why Jesus is so super special for all of us, because he forgives everything in the past, and that's why the sanctifying grace of confession mm-hmm. is so very important. And through that forgiveness, we start brand new, we start fresh.
Yes, the confession, so important. Jesus gave us one message in 97 where he said, I want to draw you into my sacred heart, which is here in the present moment. To me, the present moment is always and eternal. I hold no memory of your last transgression against love. I suppose that would be after confession. I am not now judging the decisions you will make in the future. I am just here now with you and around you and in your midst. Do you not recognize me? That was a great quote from Jesus that he gave us. Maureen, did you have some words you want to talk to on this particular virtue of surrender in the present moment?
I was going to read some quotes from the book Abandonment to Divine Providence by John Pierre de Caussin. And he says in here, he has a list of quotes on how to reach holiness by abandoning one's soul to God. One of the quotes is, "Our only satisfaction must be to live in the present moment as if there were nothing to expect beyond it." Here's another one. "You are seeking for secret ways of belonging to God, but there is only one, making use of whatever he offers you." And I would add to that, making use of whatever he offers you in the present moment. "In reality, holiness consists of one thing only, complete loyalty to God's will." And we remember from the messages that God's will for us is to live in holy love. And then I'd like to tell you a little story about our puppy. When she was just a few weeks old, she crawled under our bed and crawled into a plastic box, and she got stuck, and she couldn't get out. So my husband had to pull her out and retrieve her and set her free from the box. And Blessed Mother said that box to us would represent our surrender to holy love in the present moment. God wants to set us free, but we have to surrender our will so that we can live in holy love and not be stuck in our own self-love, which is an inordinate self-centeredness.
Stuck in the box?
Right, stuck in the box.
Don, are you available for pulling people out of plastic boxes?
What time was that? 2 o'clock in the morning. We had a little golden retriever puppy. Of course, she was about 12 pounds then. And somehow she got in this little plastic box at the top part of the bed, and she scooted her way down underneath the mattress. So therefore, she couldn't get out. We had no idea what was going on. But she's been in more predicaments.
She's led you to living in the present moment, not knowing what she may do in the future.
Right.
Now, there was another interesting thing. You've tied self-surrender and the present moment together here. Jesus came once, and this was January 12th of 99. He said, "This is how you love. You decide to do it. Without the surrender of your will, it is not possible to live in love. How sweet your surrender. How sweet. It is only and always in the present moment I seek it." It's a lot easier to handle if you think you only have to be able to get it through this moment, isn't it?
His words have been just so awesome. Basically, to continue with that, and what I had read earlier, Jesus talked about his provision and his plan, and he says that design is more beautiful because it is my best design. Your self-surrender is what moves your feet up the staircase of holiness. Your surrender lets you inhale the sweet fragrance of the bouquet of my grace. Without your surrender, you're like a broken tool in the hands of a master carpenter. The carpenter cannot use such a tool, so he sets it aside and searches out a better one. In the same way, I cannot use you to the fullest unless you surrender completely to me. When you surrender, you're telling me you trust me to lead you, to guide you, provide for you, and protect you. I cannot resist such a one. My love completely embraces such a soul, and I am united with him. This is why I tell you, your trust is everything. Your trust is your surrender.
It's just beautiful. He's so poetic of late, especially since January, explaining things to us. Maureen, did you have another point that you wanted to make yet? No? Okay. We are exactly at the right time to welcome you to go on listening to the program, because we're going to be praying now the Chaplet of the United Hearts and the Mysteries of the Rosary. Thank you so much.